Welcome everybody, Shir number 1173. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Remember Baron Zinsel, Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerefur Shleim Avram Ben Shalamis. Getting back to our Malach of Shoichet, slaughtering. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit. The Sefer Yisrael Lachas brings out an interesting question. Sometimes, Rahman Aslan, person has, happens a lot by children, comes from dirty hands and various different things, but pinworms, something called pinworms. It's a type of a worm, and then it's found in, when somebody goes to use the bathroom from the back, and a lot of times children, have it, and it's an extremely annoying type of a thing. So before we get to that, we mentioned last time, and I just want to stress the point, the reference when it comes to lice or nits and these type of things, if somebody has to work with it on Shabbos, they should definitely have to ask and find out. Like we said, there are various, different ways to work with it and how to work with it and various different issues that come up, in reference to pulling out hair and so on. So a person, if such a need arises, Rahman al-Slan, but a person must ask and find out what is the proper procedure. I don't want to go through the whole thing. It shouldn't be negaya by anybody, but if it is, one has to find out the various different ways to work with it. But he does bring down, there's a Sefer Eitzah Halachos on page Tzadik Dalet, in reference to pinworms. There are a couple of reasons. Again, I don't want to go through the whole sugya, just real quickly to throw it out there. Again, it shouldn't be negaya by anybody, but if it is, he says, mutal lahoitzi tilam hanim tsom ba'odam b'fiyat habas, in the backside, the mesaris as adam, and it's an extremely annoying thing. It's called pinworms. He brings down, and beprat b'ketanim, especially by children, which is even easier because of when it comes to a cotton, right, a small child, it's much easier in reference to these various different things that a small child under a certain age has a din of a chayla she'ein by sakana, and he says uchashiyesh tsoirich, when there's a tsoirich mutalikach terufois lahemisatalam, even if there's a tsoirich, it's even allowed to take medication for that, for these pinworm type things, but may have shell hakotten, especially like he says when it comes to a cotton. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. There's various different reasons that the Rabbanim, Lachshen, Srikh, Laguf, but he goes through on the bottom. I'm not going to get into the whole thing. The lice and the pinworms fall into a little bit of a different category, but again, he does bring it down. It need be. It's an annoying thing, especially by children. One could take care of it, and even to take medication if they have to. He brings up sheish sarich muta likach terufais lehimis atilam shebemeiv shalak cotton, especially by a cotton. Okay, now another interesting thing he brings down, important thing to keep in mind. He brings it actually not an hour simin, but it's simin shin chav ches. The sefer oitzer alachas in simin shin chav ches ois lamed beis, in reference to a tick, one has to know if it's a case, and obviously in a case in time when it's dangerous, pkuach nefesh, sometimes these things are dangerous, then it's all hands on deck. Of course, there's nothing even to talk about. But he says, im nidbak bebesaroi, parish anikra tick, somebody has a tick on their skin. Hanim sabasovim hagavayim, you find it in the tall grass sometimes in the summertime and so on. So he says, mutal asir and alde tweezers. One is allowed to remove it even with tweezers, with your hands, with tweezers, whatever the case is. But to get rid of it. Again, even we're talking about a case in time whereby it's not pekuach nefesh. If it's sometimes it's dangerous, so then you know, there's nothing even to talk about. But so he brings down again in Simon Shin Chav Ches, Islamic Beis, straight up that a tick and nimsa basav magvai mutal asir malde tweezers. Okay. Now, he just says again, talking in a case whereby it's not pekuach nefesh. He does say, if it's possible, one should be careful if it's possible not to kill it, but just to get it off their skin. We've spoken about that in the past when we spoke about sud, reference to a flea and so on. That's what he says. Again, he says, "L'maisu yesh l'stapik b'zeh came in the yochel lahamtim l'hoitzi Shabbos, milahoitzi ad maitzi Shabbos." Okay, but again, if the situation arises and they know it's not a dangerous situation, that's how he brings it down. Lemaisa tika nimsum asamu gavai mutal asem al detweezes the mefshi zer shalal malam lahagim. If it's possible to be careful not to kill it, just to get it somehow, pull it off, get it somehow off the skin. Now he brings down does the same for Reitz Halach, as we spoke about it last time also. Last shir actually refers to a sink. We spoke about in the toilet bowl, right? And so then we said there's where one could be more makel over there, obviously covered a bris, whatever. But he also says the same thing. After one does what they have to do, and then they find it there. And again, right, get killed. Okay, but then he does say avabakia when it comes to a sink, she shrots him in the sink and they have these insects over there alive in the sink. In other words, like we mentioned last year, he brings out, we're reading it from the Sefer Yitzhak Halach, it makes it a little bit easier. The same thing, if one, in reference to a regular sink, English, one should not use it, make sure to chase them away, or to try and remove them with the, with a paper towel, with a cup or a plate, like we've spoken about in the past, to get them on there and sort of get rid of them without killing them. Getting them into a place whereby there's no issues of carrying and so on. So just real quickly to read on the bottom how he brings it down, the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, this all can be found on page Tzadik Beis. He says, the Enkan Heter Kavod Abrius, the Heter of Kavod Abrius over here you don't have. In other words, by the bathroom, right, you need the bathroom, and so my only bathroom is in the toilet bowl, or somebody did what they had to do, or they, Badafka, they need it right away. Whatever the case is, over there you have a heter of kavod abrius. But when it comes to a sink, you don't have that heter of kavod abrius. And number one, and like we mentioned last time, a sink, usually there's more than one in the house. You have kitchen sink. Yeah, you have various different sinks that people could use. So it's not a major issue. If it came to Havi Psikresh, Shei Musa, the day, Shepsech, Tsinor, Mayim, Al Gabi, Mamash, in other words, when you're putting on the faucet, your Mamash washing them down. Your Mamash, it's Psikresh that you're killing them. It's the Psikresh, meaning it's going to happen automatically. You're not doing it with the intention of killing them. I'm doing it to wash my hands, but it's going to happen automatically. You're going to kill them. So it becomes a problem whereby you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And he even finishes off. Afim lo yamus al day. He says, let's say somebody washes their hand. Let's say they're off to the side of the sink, right? So I wash my hand, but by washing my hands, it's going to spritz the water on them. Shenot al yadav shoyfich aleim mayim. Then it's also us. He says, Afim lo yamus al day shtifa samayim alav al yamus achach psoich mayim. It's us. In other words, even though you're not good, when you put on the rush of water from the faucet, so it washes them down. That's for sure. Obviously can be done. But even if somebody just washes their hands and it's spraying water here, spraying water there, so it's going to go on them, the water, so the mice, it's going to kill them anyways. It might take a little drop longer, but be it as may, the only case in time, if somebody for whatever reason can't get it away, right, just wanted to mention, if somebody can't either chase it away or do it with the paper towel or however we've been talking about with the tissue, and it's sort of like on the upper part of the sink, and somebody's extremely careful and they can wash their hands, right? Usually an adult, a child is a little bit harder, but at least an adult, they can be careful, wash their hands, and whereby it's not going to be a secretion. I'm not going to drown the insect. The water's not touching the insect. I could do it very carefully. He's on the top of the sink, and I'm careful not to, get the water onto the insect. So then in such a case in time, one would be allowed to use the sink. It's not a question of that can use the sink because it's an insect somewhere in the area of the sink. It's a question of whereby it's going to happen. When I put on the water or when I wash my hands, the insect will drown and die. So, or there's a very good chance that it will. That's when we say you can't use it. But if the chances are I'm washing my hands and he's on the upper part, and then nothing's going to happen to him. I mean, l'chayra, it's one out of 20, 30 chances. Or whatever, I'm just giving a wild number, so then it would be okay to use a sink, but one has to be careful now, making sure not to get the water on that insect whereby it'll kill it. Thank you for listening. Aslacha Baruch Hakol Tov.